We're talking today with Ben Jacoby. He's the executive director of the Carroll County Area YMCA. Good morning, Ben.
Chris, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Things are going good.
So we talked many times over the past weeks and months about memberships for the Carroll County Area YMCA, and it looks like now that's about to come together.
Yes. I apologize, everybody. It's been a slow process, but we do have a storefront and a membership options available. So, again, it's been a slow process. It's been a long time coming. But there's a lot of great things about to happen here.
Now, tell me what the storefront location will be.
The location will be the old grocery store that is right across from the post office. I cannot think of the name of the store.
It used to be called Main Street Market in its last life.
That's right. It's that grocery store right there. It's a block from the square, so it'll be right in the middle of town, which would be a great thing. It's about 10,000 square feet right now, with options to here in the future possibly extend on and use the building next to it. But initially, we will have the open area right there and the back area, which will be about 10,000 square feet.
So what types of things will go into that building?
It's pretty awesome. What we're going to have is going to be a full weight room inside, which will consist of about 17 different machines, a full free weight area selection as well. So you have your dumbbells, you have your bench presses, you have all that stuff as well, and a cardio area, which will consist of treadmills, ellipticals, recumbent bikes, upright bikes, and all that. So it's pretty awesome. I'm getting really excited talking about it. But also in the back, we're going to have an aerobic / fitness room, which we will have all of our aerobic classes from, you know, when today we open our facility up for, I guess, the rest of the time as well. So the back room will consist of an aerobic room / fitness room, which will have, you know, boot camp stuff in there, all kinds of different stuff. Another room that we're going to have is a spinning room, which will also be called cycling, which will be isolated by itself. So one thing that's pretty exciting, spinning, if you've never done that before, that's one of the best workouts you can do. So that's something pretty exciting as well. Our biggest focus as well is not just on the fitness aerobic area and also the machines and stuff. This facility is going to have a lot of different amenities as well. We're going to have a big social room, which will be about 35 by 35, so it's going to be a pretty big room. The social room will consist of probably pool tables, ping pong tables, kind of a lounging area with a TV and so forth, so the kids can come over after school. That's a big thing that we're focused on as well. There's not a lot of stuff for the kids to do after school nowadays, so kids can come over there with a membership or pay their daily fee, and they can hang out, they can play pool, ping pong, maybe shuffleboard or whatever the amenities we have. That room we'll also rent out in the future for like birthday parties and so forth, so it's another option for people who can go for little birthday parties.
Now, I'd have to imagine there is quite a bit of work to be done to get this facility ready.
There's a lot of work to be done, which consists of our employees, our board members, and any volunteers that we can get. It's going to be a little process. We're still in the middle of getting things out of the building right now. As soon as that's clear, we will start our plan, or whatever you want to call it, to start doing everything. We got some offices to build up. We got to bring the equipment in and change a few things around in there. But it's going to be a process, but it's going to be pretty awesome.
So it's essentially already August. How long do you have laid out for this plan, or when do you think you might have it up and running?
We're looking sometime in October. I can't tell you exact date in October, but that's our goal, is October sometime. We'd love to do it at the beginning of October, but if it's the end of October, beginning of November, that's completely fine as well. It's going to be a process, but it's going to be a great thing. A few other things that we're going to have in there. When people are in there working out, in aerobic classes, fitness classes, whatever it may be, we're going to have a child wash area that people can leave their kid in there while they're, you know, working out or whatever it may be, to be washed for free. So that's another great incentive for the members, as well as right now, if you're doing classes over at Shapes through us, you have to buy a punch pass for the aerobic classes, but I didn't state it earlier, but the aerobic classes and fitness classes will be included in your membership. So that'll be another great incentive as well. But boot camps and so forth, personal training, that will be an additional fee. We're going to have a meeting room in there that we can rent out to people as well. We'll have like our board meetings and so forth in there as well. So there'll be a lot of stuff in there. It's about 10,000 square feet, like I said. But we'll have it broken down, and we have it mapped out already exactly what we plan to have.
And now with the Carroll County Area YMCA having a facility, will your members still be able to have access to the joint facilities?
Yes. One great thing that we've been talking about here in the past is we're an association. Chillicothe is kind of the big YMCA. Members here will be have that free access to the Chillicothe and also to Brookville YMCA. So if you're up there grocery shopping or whatever it may be, if you're a member here, you can use that facility for free. And both those facilities are pretty awesome. Chillicothe is about 60,000 square feet. They got two different gymnasiums with about, I think, four different basketball courts. They got an indoor pool. They have a big, huge social room for the kids. They have Nintendo Wii. They have all kinds of stuff. Virtual golf that you can actually play golf into a screen. So if you've not checked it out, if you're a member here, you have access up there, and it's pretty awesome. I mean, it's the nicest Y I've probably ever been in.
If people are ready to go ahead and sign up, they know they want to have a membership through you. Can they do that yet?
Yes, memberships are available actually starting today. The pricing will be later up on our website and Facebook, different options. The options will consist of you have a family membership, you have a single parent family, youth, high school, senior, and senior family. So we'll have, what is that, seven different options. So it's not just, you know, two or three different options. We'll have a lot of different options based on your situation. You have the option to pay up front for the entire year, which will be kind of a cheaper price, or you can do a six-month or monthly bank draft. Bank draft will be a one-year commitment, but that's what most people do, or bank drafts, which will be a lot easier for everybody if they want to do that as well. We will have daily passes available as well, and probably for anybody that's, you know, pipeliners, workers, whoever are in the area for a short time, they can buy like a 30-day pass as well. So we'll have a lot of different options for everybody.
And rather than trying to lay all this out, you'd like them to either maybe go to your website or come and see you at the office for pricing to fit whatever their situation is?
Exactly. We'll have our pricing up on our website later this afternoon instead of, you know, trying to tell you over the radio here so you have to write it on down. So it'll be on our Facebook page as well as our website.
Do you anticipate a lot of folks going ahead and signing up now, or do you think that it's most likely to hit big once the facility's open?
That's a good question. We're going to try to potentially do some specials here coming up here in the future. What they are, I can't say yet. I'm not sure. You know, some people will sign up right now. Unfortunately, all you'll get right now is just access to Chillicothe and Brookwood YMCAs. But then here, and when we do open our facility up, you will get access to our facility as well as those facilities.
And so if anybody's got questions, they'd like to know more about pricing or just generally get more information, what should they do?
You can give us a call at 542-0011, or you can check out our website.
CarrollCountyAreaYMCA.org.
Yes, sir, that's it. Now, our Facebook page as well, you can just go to Facebook and look up our name, Carroll County Area YMCA, and we update that on pretty much a daily basis as well. So another great incentive here if you're a member in a future here. A lot of our programs, not all of them, but most of the youth, you get a discount on. Let's say we have a soccer program here in the future. A member may be $25, and a non-member will probably be $40 or $45. So that's another great incentive as well. But, you know, just like all of our other programs, we do have financial assistance available, which is through our Partners with Youth campaign. So if somebody's, you know, let's say the family fee is $300 and you can't, you know, afford that $300, come by and see us. We have a form you can fill out, and we'll work with you on membership pricing and every program as well.
And just to be real sure we don't scare anybody off, when he says $300 for family, we're talking an estimate, and that's not a monthly, that's an annual type of a deal.
Roughly $25 a month is what that's broken down to. I mean, it's, I hate to say, but you can't take your family to the movies for $25 for one night, and let alone have a full membership to our facility as well as access to the other YMCAs and get all the amenities. So it's a great price and a great deal.
Well, Ben, is there anything else you wanted to hit on while we have you?
That's it. But again, if you guys have any questions, please check out our website or give us a call. But yeah, a lot of things are going to be happening here pretty quickly, and it's going to be a great deal.
Ben Jacoby, Executive Director of the Carroll County Area YMCA. Thank you.
Thank you.